Minority shareholders in the Insurance Corporation of Barbados, better known as ICBL, continue to closely watch developments in that company. In particular, accountant and interim head of the Barbados Association of Corporate Shareholders, Doug Skeet, is looking at the recent purchase of a block of over 2 million shares in the company that has been the target of a takeover bid. Paynes Bay Finance, Inc., the company that has already purchased the majority shares in ICBL from Bermuda Fire and Marine, has so far failed in its bid to get the remaining 48.2% of the shares. Mr. Skeet says two assumptions can be made about the recent trade of the block of over 2 million shares on the Barbados Stock Exchange.
One, that the offerer, Hamilton, or rather Paynes Bay Finance Limited, or Paynes Bay Finance Inc., the offerer, through Hamilton Finance Limited, has made that purchase at $1.78, or it could be another party that acquired those shares. And why would a party other than Paynes Bay Finance acquire these shares? Would be if that other entity was looking to acquire 25% of the shares, the outstanding shares, then that could trigger a takeover. So we can have a second takeover from another entity. So the assumption is that this could be the same company, same offer that was trying to acquire the remaining 48.8% of the shares in ICBL to add to the 51.9% they originally owned. Therefore acquiring the full 100%, 51.2%, acquiring the full 100%. So we can only make some assumptions. We don't have the information unless the Barbados Stock Exchange were to tell us that.
According to Mr. Skeet, the majority shareholders still have a way to go in trying to achieve their objective.
Having acquired 2.2 million, the company would need to acquire a further 15 million shares to reach the 90% threshold, so it can then trigger the compulsory takeover of the remaining. It will just be then 4% of the shares it will then have to acquire to give it the full 100%, which then would mean, one, that this company would be delisted from the exchange, and there would be obviously a full buyout, and there would be a delisting. The company can then, ICBL can then become a privately owned company.
He has one entity that can stop the transaction is the National Insurance Scheme, which is the second biggest shareholder in ICBL with 3.9 million shares. The majority shareholders would have to persuade the NIS to part with 1.9 million of those shares to reach the 90% threshold that would trigger a takeover of the remaining shares.
There was a resignation, so Paul Altman resigned from the board. And at the same time, the board of directors indicated that it was not going to pay a dividend, as was customary. So on the issue, we don't know the reason of the resignation of Sir Paul Altman. We just were told that he has resigned. But on the issue of the dividend, one can see that decision being taken presumably to frustrate the owners, the minority shareholders, and therefore to maybe frustrate them to the stage where they might consider selling the shares. That is something that one could assume.
Mr. Skeet tells the minority shareholders not to become flustered by this development.
So the fact that the company has decided not to pay a dividend is not in itself means that it may be bad news, but doesn't mean that the shares are not worth anything. They're only worth 178 now, but the owners have got obviously going to be looking to expand this company, to probably put more business into it, diversify whatever other business can be brought to the fore, and make it more profitable. And that way, all the shareholders, the minority plus the major shareholder, ultimately will benefit from those decisions. So It is just to say to the minority shareholders to stay the course. Stay the course. They don't have to rush and sell their shares at the 178, which has been, I mean, the NIS itself that owns the 3.9 said that they didn't think that that was a good price. And they're you know, the second largest owner of the shares in ICBL.
That's Doug Skeet of the Barbados Association of Corporate Shareholders on Sagicor's Early Business.